The Oscars ceremony moves into its new permanent home in the heart of Hollywood tomorrow night. Yet the talk in California's film industry is of who's moving out, all the film and TV show production migrating to cheaper locations, especially in Canada. Among the rueful workers left behind, this is known as runaway production. And Californian officials are trying to do something to slow the exodus of the industry that gives the Oscars their golden glow. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Hollywood often doubles as other places. For example, despite its name, the TV show NYPD Blue is shot mostly in Los Angeles. But these days, even movies that take place in California are increasingly shot outside of the U.S.
No sex for Lent. For 40 days.
No sexual intimacy of any kind. No nibbling, no biting, no scratching. No self-gratification.
You won't last a week.
The current sex comedy, 40 Days and 40 Nights, is set in high-tech, coffee-powered San Francisco.
This morning at the coffee shop, they were unofficially sponsoring Hot Women Wearing No Bras Day.
Hot Women Wearing No Bras?
But a lot of it was shot in Vancouver, British Columbia. Other recent movies shot in Canada? Blade 2, Rumble in the Bronx, 3,000 Miles to Graceland, Cats and Dogs, and Texas Rangers. And don't even get Stephen Katz started on all the made-for-TV movies filmed north of the border.
The day Ronald Reagan was shot was done in Canada. Washington crossed the Delaware, he crossed the St. Lawrence. The tragedy of the Muir Federal Building was shot in Canada.
Katz runs the Center for Entertainment Industry Data and Research. He says Canada offers two main draws to budget-conscious producers, a favorable exchange rate and government cash incentives for Canadian workers hired.
It's usually about 10 to 15% of overall budget is the savings. So you can see quickly, if you've got a $30 million picture, you're going to be saving $3 to $4.5 million on paper.
Although he says there are hidden costs when you leave LA's more experienced film workers behind. By one estimate, runaway production to Canada and other countries costs the U.S. economy $10 billion a year. For his part, Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien was unapologetic when he spoke on the subject in L.A. a few months ago.
Of course, we have great locations, we have excellent labor force, competitive dollars, so, you know, they find that we're tough competition, but it's fine, good for us. Life is like that.
That's little comfort to Hollywood's mostly middle-class craft workers, like those who dress sets, run lights and sound, and manage wardrobe. They, not big stars and directors, are the ones who lose jobs to Canadian workers. And many say California has long taken its dominance in film production for granted. But these days, state officials have a new message to filmmakers.
That we want the business, and we're open and ready to serve them.
Karen Constein heads the California Film Commission. She says last year, California's Governor Gray Davis initiated several new programs to subsidize filming on public property. One program reimburses location fees, like those charged by local police, to block off streets. Another, says Constein, steers filmmakers to state buildings and properties for little or no money.
So that would include a prison, that could include a hospital, it includes our state beaches and parks, our freeways, our bridges, our highways. And we're doing this to encourage more filming in California.
And since the new programs began last year, some high-profile films and TV shows have started to make use of them. Fox's long-running series, The X-Files, has found itself using more state facilities.
Okay, we hear music playing and action!
We recently caught up with Ilt Jones, the show's location manager, during filming in downtown LA's Skid Row.
Right around the corner from here, there's the Junipero Serra State Building, which was basically one of their office complexes, which is a labyrinth of hallways and tunnels and very spooky parking garages. Classic fodder for The X-Files and shows like ours.
While just an unexpected bonus at first, Jones says the savings from the state have really added up.
In the last half of last season, we saved about $100,000, you know, not an insignificant chunk of change.
Actually, The X-Files used to shoot in Canada, but moved to Los Angeles several years ago. The show's creator, Chris Carter, says that was mostly due to former star David Duchovny's desire to work closer to home.
After 5 years really working abroad, he had just married and he wanted to be at home.
And although it might seem glamorous to fly around the world, Carter says a lot of LA and New York-based actors prefer to work near their families.
In fact, when you do a show and there's any idea, rumor, hint that it may go somewhere other than Los Angeles, you actually start limiting yourself in terms of cast.
And that's one reason why California may not have to fully match Canada's generous subsidies to keep more production here. Veteran location manager Bill Bowling is another fan of the new state programs.
For a long time, California kind of treated film production as though they owned it, and they have taken an entirely different posture now.
Bowling just finished filming scenes from the movie Red Dragon, the prequel to Silence of the Lambs, in an abandoned state building in Los Angeles. And he was thrilled because, for practically nothing, he squeezed three entirely different interior sets out of it: the FBI headquarters, the Atlanta Police Department, and a hospital.
And more than that, the building had, in fact, some old government-issue furniture. It's just like you would have in a federal office or a police department house. So we were able to use that to dress our sets.
California and the federal government are also both considering tax breaks on the salaries of film craftspeople. Of course, there will always be cheaper places to film abroad, but California hopes that by offering at least some financial incentives, more producers will decide to stay at home. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.